Joining us in the studio to talk synchronicity, it's Chris Mackey. Welcome, Chris.
Hi, Daryl. Hi, Roxy.
Hi, Chris.
Good to see you again.
Lovely to see you. Now, when you were away recently, you were at a conference in Canada and...
Yes, Vancouver Island in Canada.
I think I put you on to saying Canada.
I love saying Canada. Yes. And you, it was a conference about synchronicity and science.
Yeah, well, it's about science and spirituality.
Oh, that's
so
it.
The theme of synchronicity was never far from the surface, because it was a kind of setting where you can imagine that most people who had attended a conference like that had some belief in transpersonal experiences or something, you know, beyond what meets the eye.
Yeah, sure. And what's, I suppose, would go down in the file as ironic is that you had quite a synchronistic experience whilst you were there.
I did, and this was actually just after leaving the conference because Sue and I decided that we'd spend a few days on the western part of the island, the remote western part of the island, in a little town called Ucluelet that has about 2,000 people there. And as we were driving in, Sue said to me, "Hey, did you see that billboard as we're entering the town or near the town?" And I said, "No, what did it say?" She said, "It advertises oysters, seafood and synchronicity." And we thought, hey, this is a good place for us to be visiting. This sounds all right.
The man who wrote the book, Synchronicity, you'd reckon it would be.
It was an unusual combination. So there was another coincidence that evening. The person that we were staying in their inn, and he said, look, there are a few places to eat, and one great place to eat is this particular oyster van. And he said, look, you might like to go there. Well, we were at this square that evening where the oyster van was, and a local heard us speaking, and he said, "Where are you from?" And we said, "We're from Australia, we're from Geelong." And he said, "Hey, that's where Mickey's from, the oyster chef, the guy in the oyster van." So we went over and introduced ourselves to Mickey. And it turned out that his family used to run Berkeley Lodge, which is right round the corner from where we work in Villamander Street and where we used to live in Villamander Street. So that was an interesting connection. But it was when we left the town a few days later, we looked back at the billboard and we realised that the person who'd put up this sign for oysters, seafood and synchronicity was Mickey himself, the person from Geelong. So,
wow.
Hey, people in Geelong must be catching on. What do you reckon?
Well, that is crazy.
It's a weird thing. We spoke about this a while ago, and you notice when anything happens overseas, there's someone from Geelong there. Whether it's good, bad or indifferent, there's someone from Geelong not too far away, or someone that spent some time here. So it's kind of weird because there's not that many people here, but they seem to be everywhere.
But they do seem to be everywhere, and just the fact that we connect up with them is just amazing, but that he had a billboard with synchronicity on it.
I think the thing is, it is about connection. So it's when people have an encounter with someone else and it feels like, hey, this is just feel connected over and above the usual. And so for us in that situation, it was following on from this science and synchronicity conference. And it kind of meant that when I ran into a couple of other people in that town, there were times when I thought, hey, I'm going to bring up this topic with them and I wonder if it resonates with them.
Yeah.
And at times it really did. And so other times I might have shut up and thought, oh, no, this would be too weird. They're not going to be interested in this. So it just gives you a bit of an expanded way of thinking about things and at times go a little bit bolder because you feel, hey, the universe is working for you a bit.
Do you tend to feel, and I know that Daryl and I have discussed this a lot, once you open people's eyes to synchronicity and the fact that it can happen, that it happens more to them?
I think there is part of that, and there's two sides of things. We can say that just by random chance, if we look out for something more, we're more likely to see it. But there's something about synchronicity. Some examples or experiences are just so striking. Like we had a caller once who spoke on radio here about a random public phone box. The phone rang. She said it'll be for me, as a joke. Picks up the phone. It was a best friend on the other end. Now, that's hard to explain by random chance.
That was crazy. I remember that call. That was absolutely crazy. How on earth could that happen?
If you do have a story, you can give us a call, 522-999-939. And if you look at the other side of this, Chris, if you're allergic to seafood, you would never have found out that this guy Mickey even existed.
Exactly. So. Quite right.
Hey, what were the oysters like?
They were fantastic. They were the oysters that they served up to Barack Obama and Justin Trudeau when they met in a different part of the country. Mickey's kicking goals over there. They reckon this Geelong chef knows what he's doing.
Oh,
so if
you're
clueless, visit the oyster bar.
Okay,
I don't think I'm going to find the town because I can't say it, let alone spell it, but we'll see how it goes. We are talking synchronicity with Chris Mackie, and we have Sarah from Leopold on the line. Hello, Sarah.
Hello there, how are you?
Good. What's your story?
Okay, so from July 85 to July 86, I spent 12 months in the United States as an exchange student.
Right.
So I did my year 12 in America. Whilst I was there, towards the end of my time, my sister came for a very brief visit for a couple of weeks and then she flew back home. While she was overseas, she did Europe and met some friends.
Right.
So many years later, she had some friends come to visit her here in Geelong, and she decided to take those particular friends that she had made down to the Anglesey Golf Course to have a look at the kangaroo.
Right.
And while she was on the golf course, she heard some people talking and laughing, and they had an American accent. So my sister said, oh, I hear, you know, your accent, is that American? Yes, it is. Oh, what part are you from? I said, oh, we're from Wisconsin in the Midwest of America. My sister says, oh, my sister did her year 12 in Wisconsin in the Midwest of America.
Right.
What school? And they said the school, which was George S. Parker Senior High School. And the woman on the golf course said, oh, my God, that's where my daughter went to school.
Wow.
So they narrowed it down even further. And I had gone to school with the daughter of the lady that was on the golf course.
Oh, classic.
No way.
A number of connections
there. Oh, my gosh.
This was many, many years. So that was July 85 to July 86. And then I think it was about 5 years later that my sister heard that accent and just happened to say.
That's a great story, Sarah. Now, what was that like for you, having that experience?
Well, I was a bit sad, really, because I never got to see the mother of the friend I went to school with because I had no idea.
Right.
Back then, there was no such thing as Facebook or email or...
Yeah, or here's my mobile phone. I'll get her on the line. You can have a chat. Yeah.
None of that. So if she had have tried to contact me, I possibly wouldn't have got it in time. So it was just by chance that my sister heard that accent and asked a little bit further, and there it was. I'd been to school with the daughter of the lady that was standing on the golf course at Anglesey.
And this is where it gets weird, because you go, that's just one hell of a big coincidence if that's what it is.
Well, that's exactly right. I'm guessing we call that synchronicity, because it couldn't have got any more synchronised than that lady could have been on the golf course 5 minutes earlier or 5 minutes later than my sister was.
Exactly, and then you'd miss the experience. So it just leads you to have the feeling that some of those things are more than chance, don't they? It also reminds me of a friend of mine who was going to America, and someone said, oh, you might run into so-and-so. They're going to America. Well, as if, well, he's in a place in Washington, and I think it might have been a youth hostel, and who does he run into but that person? It's not like he recognised them or saw them. He didn't know them from a bar of soap, but they have a chat. Turns out it's that person. So it leads you to think, this is intriguing, isn't it? These little coincidences come up that sometimes suggest a connection that goes beyond chance.
Yep, absolutely. And when I started listening to you some months ago, I've always wanted to ring in and tell that story, and tonight I had the opportunity. So synchronicity again.
Oh, well, thank you so much for ringing up. That's true. Because, look, I think this is something that it does, Sarah. I think that you telling your story, it emboldens other people to have permission to think, hey, I see something meaningful in this. I've had this experience, and I think it's more than just chance. And other people might think this is weird, but, hey, that's how I experience it, and it leads me to me to feel either more connected with someone, or a greater sense of meaning in your life, or more of a direction. So I think it's terrific that people ring up and tell stories as you have, because it encourages others to do the same.
Yep, absolutely. Well, I love listening to you, because I get all warm and fuzzy every time.
Aww. That's great to hear, Sarah. I'm glad.
I thought that was just me. Thank you, Sarah.
See you, Sarah.
Now, you do that to me, Daryl.
Thanks for your call. That's Sarah from Leopold. Well, there it is, synchronicity. If you do have a story, you can get in touch with us either on the website or you can give us a call at any stage. But it's always good when someone does give us a call and has a chat about it.
I love these stories. So if you missed out tonight, just next Wednesday, in a couple of weeks, jump on the line. Perfect.
Chris, as always, an absolute pleasure. And we'll catch you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Daryl. Thanks, Roxy.